Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And wherever this message is finding you, I hope you have had a great week, and are having a great week, and I hope you know that you are victorious, and you are the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath, and you were born for more. And man, I want to encourage someone, you were born for more. And with this podcast, I really just want to encourage God's people. I'm an encourager by nature. That's what I do. That's what we should all be doing. Amen. We have the life of Christ. We should really be encouraging one another. Amen. Because in these times that we're living in, everybody needs encouragement. I mean, everybody, your neighbor, the grocery store owner, the checkout clerk, hey, the minicab driver, everybody needs encouragement. So wherever I can and wherever we can, we should always use our mouth to build up and encourage, amen, and exhort God's people. Not just God's people, but everybody. Amen. I'm an evangelist at heart, and my desire is really to always evangelize this gospel. But today I just really wanted to quickly we've just been talk about Pentecost. I mean, we've just celebrated Pentecost. I don't know what your church is doing. Did your church actually celebrate it or see it, even notice it? I love the word of God. I love the word of God. So when it comes to the feast, the Jewish feast, they're feasts of the Lord, and all of them actually signify and point to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Tabernacles, first fruits, Passover, Pentecost, they all point to the man Christ Jesus. Amen. So I encourage you, amen, study the word of God. Study the word of God. And if you know anything about Pentecost, amen, it was where the church was birthed. So I just give on to the Holy Spirit of God. And I just want to encourage someone, amen, that God is looking to use you. He's looking to use you as a vehicle of change. If anything's going to happen in the earth, God is going to use a somebody. He's going to use a someone, somebody. He's going to use a human being. He's going to use a man. He has been known to use a woman. He's also been known to use children. He's known to use anybody that's available. Amen. And what I love about God, he doesn't actually have to have an interview or get anybody's opinion about who he chooses. And then the Bible says not many noble are called, not many rich, not many powerful are called. God sometimes uses the base things, the little things, the things that think that they're always people that feel that they cannot do it and not worthy enough and don't feel that they're capable enough to do what God wants them to do. But those are the people that God is looking for. God is not looking for people that think that they can do it all by themselves, because then they wouldn't need him, and those people will usually fail. But God is always looking for people to say, God, if you don't do it with me, I'm not going to go. If you don't speak through me, I can't speak. God is looking for those that are totally dependent upon God. And going into Pentecost, Pentecost was a Jewish feast celebrating the early weeks of harvest. You would actually go to the day of celebrating first fruits and count 50. So first fruits was the beginning of the barley harvest. And then Pentecost was the celebration of the beginning of the wheat harvest. Going back into Leviticus and Numbers, you find them there. Notice I said it was the beginning of the harvest. So they'd celebrate the beginning of the harvest. Amen. Anytime you sow a seed, you're going to reap a harvest. So there was a celebration. And God chose this festival to birth his church. He chose this festival to birth his church, signifying this is the instrument, amen, that I'm going to use to birth the harvest that I want. Let me say that again. God said the church is the instrument that I'm going to use to birth the harvest that I want. Amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confused, because they heard every man speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue where we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya and Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes, Arabians. See how many people there were. All these different nations, amen, coming to celebrate, amen, Pentecost. We do hear them speak the wonderful works of God. So they heard them speaking in their language. And what were they speaking about? Amen. They were speaking about the wonderful works of God. Amen. They were preaching. They were preaching. They were speaking. And they were preaching, amen, in a way that all these people could hear. All these men and women that were in the upper room broke forth. It didn't. The Pentecost didn't stay in the upper room. It broke forth into the streets. Broke forth into society, into the community, into society, into the culture. Oh, let me stay there for a minute. Pentecost, the birth of the church, broke forth into the community, into the society, and into the culture, and it permeated the culture. Listen, the culture is not supposed to affect the church. The church is supposed to affect the culture. We see so many things trying to seep into the church, which is not in God's word, not in line with God's will, and sometimes it's total opposite to what the word of God says. But God has given us the Holy Spirit to affect our culture, make a difference in our generation, amen, and glorify Jesus and bring the gospel to a lost and dying world. And he said, this is the instrument that I'm going to use. You see, man wants the harvest of things, but God wants the harvest of souls, amen. It was a pilgrim feast where Jewish men from all over had to appear before God. Amen. In the feast, when they came to celebrate, Jewish men were supposed to come before God, appear before God. I truly believe, even as Pentecost was about Jewish men coming, amen, to appear before God, I truly believe that God is about to release a harvest that are going to draw men. He's about to release an anointing that are going to draw men out of the clubs, out of the pubs, out of the strip clubs, out of the gangs, amen, from the prisons. Listen, I see a harvest of men coming in so many times. They're going to different churches, and yes, amen, we love women, amen. Listen, God created them. I believe God left the best for last, amen. But there's so many women that have filled our churches. And I say, where are the men? And I truly believe that God is about to release an anointing that is going to break the yokes, lift the burdens, and cause men to run into the kingdom of God. Cause men's hearts to be cut and say, what will you have me to do? In the name of Jesus, I see men filling our churches. I see ex-gang members, ex-prisoners, ex-drug addicts. I see people coming to the Lord in their millions in the name of Jesus. You said, ask of me and I will give you the nations. Amen. We're talking about Pentecost, but let me try to slow down. Amen. The church broke forth, and this is where God decided, this is where I'm going to do it. But he didn't do it until they were all with one accord. And all in one place. You mean you can come to church but still not be in one accord. But God said he had to wait 10 days, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. You may have been praying but still had certain things going on. But God wanted to make sure they were total alignment with him and total alignment with one another. That is so powerful. God waited until they were in total alignment with him and total alignment with one another. You can be in prayer service, but you still got a heart or unforgiveness or an issue with another brother, another sister, with the pastor, the leader, or something. And God is saying, listen, the power can't fall like that. I need my people to be on one accord so the power can fall, so I can do what I want to do in the earth, because nothing can stop a unified church. Nothing can stop a unified people. The Bible says in Genesis, is it 11, I believe? Is it 11? Double check. But I'm talking about the Tower of Babel. And I believe it says here that God went down to see what they were doing. And these are God's words. And he said, "Behold, nothing shall be restrained from them from what they have imagined to do." Check it. It's right there in the word of God. God said, now the people are one. And now nothing shall be withholden from them or restrained from them from what they have imagined to do. God knows the power of when the people come together. God's power in unity. If you only knew the power the unity holds. He said, "Brother, two and three gathered together, touching anything concerning my name, I'm in the midst." There's power when a couple, when a married couple in unity. The Bible says, "How can two walk together unless they be in agreement?" When a couple are in unity, in agreement, when a church is in agreement, when the people are in agreement, you can accomplish great things. So the Spirit of God didn't fall until the people were in unity. Amen. And when he fell, he broke out from the upper room, broke out in Jerusalem, broke out in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And he's still breaking out, because I truly believe that Acts of the Apostles are still taking place even now in the name of Jesus. God is still doing great things even now in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to do great things in your life, great things in your family, great things in your ministry. But he's saying, "Seek me first, put me first, see what I want to do." Many people want to come up with a good idea and want God to bless it. I say, get God's idea and it's already blessed. You won't even need to pray and bless it, because it will already be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to say it again. You won't even need to get God's blessing, because it will already be blessed, because it came straight from heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Pentecost is the power that produced the harvest. I'm going to say that again. Pentecost is the power that produced the harvest. You see, Pentecost takes weak men. The Holy Ghost takes weak men and causes them to be strong. The same Peter that messed up so many times and denied Jesus to a point of swearing and cursing, when he received this Holy Ghost, when people started mocking, the Bible says some wondered and some started wondering and mocking. The Bible says, and Peter stood with the 11. He stood up. In a time where many people would have felt broken and dejected because of what they'd done. And they said he didn't let his past hold him back from his future. You see, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to know that you've been forgiven. You're going to know that you've been justified. That Jesus has become the propitiation of your sin. Amen. That you are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This man who loved Jesus. Amen. Walked with Jesus. Talked with Jesus. Done miracles for Jesus. In a time that he needed him most. Denied him. Can you imagine the heartache and the heartbreak? But Jesus is a restorer. And if you may have walked away from him, you may have had a wonderful relationship at one point. You may have even been in ministry. But for some reason or another, you have walked away. Let this be an encouragement for you that God is still there, right there, saying, "Come back to me. I have great plans for you. I love you. I'm going to restore you. Amen. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to do great things through you if you just surrender back to me." God isn't standing there like a judge saying, you know, waiting to just condemn you. No, that's not the God that we serve. We serve a God that loves, and he's demonstrated his love because he sent his son to die in our place and took, amen, all the wrath of God upon him. So don't you ever doubt that whether God loves you. If you doubt that God loves you, just look to the cross. The cross tells you how much God loves you. The cross tells you how much he cares for you. The cross tells you, amen, how much Jesus cares for you. And Peter stood. You see, Pentecost will make you bold for God. Pentecost will make you forget about the former things. There's some of you, the devil will try to remind you of your failures, your shortcomings, where you've messed up. Tell the devil, "Listen, I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going? You're going straight to hell. No repentance for you. But God has forgiven me." Amen. Peter knew that he had been forgiven. Why? Because he had received the Holy Spirit. He received the comforter, the teacher. He received that fresh baptism, that fire from heaven. Amen. And he knew who he was. And whose he was and who he belonged to. And he stood up and he said, "We're not drunk as you think that we're drunk, but this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel." And he quotes Joel 3, amen. Listen, there's coming a time where he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall have visions. And upon my servants and upon the handmaids, I will pour out of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Amen. So just remember, listen to me, God wants to use you for his glory, hunger and thirst after the infilling of the Holy Spirit. This is what opens your eyes to the scriptures. He's the author of the scripture. Have a desire for the Holy Spirit. Have a desire for more of God. Have a desire, amen, for the things of God. Have a desire, amen, to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. This day of Pentecost, this time of Pentecost, we remember where God birthed this church. God did not birth a weak church. I'm going to say it again. God did not birth a weak church. God did not birth an ineffective church. I'm going to say it again. God did not birth an ineffective church. God birthed a rapidly growing wildfire church full of miracles, signs, and wonders. The Bible says that same day when he preached the gospel, men's hearts were cut. And 3,000 men, 3,000 came into the kingdom on the day of Pentecost. You see, the Lord killeth, but the Spirit gives life. On the day when the Lord came, 3,000 died. On the day when Pentecost came, 3,000 lived. And God said, I've come that you could have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. The Spirit and the Bride are saying, come. Amen. Jesus is saying, come. Listen, I want to fill you with my Holy Spirit. The next chapter says, listen to me, they were going up to pray. So they continued in prayer. They knew that prayer was a connection that they needed with God. And on the way to prayer, the Bible says they saw a man sat at a beautiful gate. Amen. In an ugly situation. And the Bible says they said, listen, asking for alms, asking for money. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, get up off your feet. And they took him by the right hand by faith. And he began to walk, skip and dance, going into the temple of God. And many wondered. So we used the miracle to preach the gospel. And again, I believe it was 5,000 souls saved. Don't let me say this wrong. I believe it was 5,000. I believe he went from addition to multiplication in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Here we go. 5,000. Acts chapter 4, verse 4. 5,000. So he went from addition to multiplication, from just preaching to miracles, to signs and wonders. The book of Acts is all about the actions of the apostles. Amen. And the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is dwelling within us. Amen. He says, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto the Father, the book of John says. Amen. So some points to remember concerning Pentecost. One, don't count yourself out. I'm going to say it again. Don't count yourself out. I don't know you. Don't know what you've been through. Don't know what you've done. But don't count yourself out. God used Peter. Amen. The man that denied him to a point of cursing. But he preached his first sermon. And 3,000 souls were saved. Amen. Do not count yourself out. God is not finished with you yet. If there's still breath in your lungs and you're listening to this podcast, that it should signify to you that God is not finished with you yet. In the name of Jesus. So don't count yourself out. Number two, for you to receive a harvest, the sun has to shine and the rain has to fall. The sun must shine through our hearts and the Holy Ghost must reign in our life. Amen. So let Jesus be the center of everything. Just let him be the center of your life. Let the sun shine. Amen. Let him shine through your hearts. Let the Holy Ghost reign in your life. Holy Spirit, what would you have me to do? Amen. I love the apostles. They didn't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. I believe Acts 15, when they're trying to make a decision, amen, they said, and when they've made their decision, it's what seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. They want to invite him into every area. Invite the Holy Spirit into every area of your life. What seems good to you, Holy Spirit? What direction should I take? Is this the job that you want? Is this the business I should start? Many ideas come to us, but Holy Spirit, what do you want? Amen. The church, next one, the church was birthed in public, so don't go private. It's not a private limited company. Amen. The church was birthed in public. So many people now become this, like they've become this exclusive club that no one can join. They're like, oh no. No, the church was birthed in public. Amen. God is looking for souls. So it was birthed in public. Stay public. Amen. Get out there. Get on the streets. Preach the gospel. Let people know about Jesus. We have the best product. If we're in marketing, amen, it's free. It's forever, an eternal gift, amen, become righteous, our sins are cleansed, tell people about Jesus, amen. We have the highest calling in the world. The Prime Minister has a very high job, and many executive and producers and music songwriters, all kinds of people, and lawyers and doctors, they have very good jobs, but our job as an ambassador for the God of Heaven is the most important job in the world, amen, telling people the good news that brings eternal life. Amen. So we have an important job. The church is not a private limited company. Go public in Jesus' name. When he's present, when the Holy Ghost is present, conviction will fall. Notice, when the Holy Ghost is present, conviction will fall. St. John 16, amen. He'll convict the hearts of men, amen. He'll convict men of sin. Makarabasanta. When the Holy Ghost is present, conviction will fall. He will give you the grace to prophesy. Acts chapter 2, 18. He will give you, the Holy Ghost will give you the grace to prophesy. In fact, the testimony of Jesus Christ, amen, is the spirit of prophecy according to Revelation. Amen. So you will prophesy when you receive the Holy Ghost. You will prophesy. Just a few points to remember. Amen. There's an extended teaching on this, but I just want to give you some nuggets in regards to Pentecost. Some points to remember. He will give you boldness. The Holy Ghost will give you boldness. Acts chapter 4, amen. After they had prayed and they had been imprisoned, amen, they were let go. And they counted it worthy, amen. And they came together and they prayed. And they said, amen, you will grant us all boldness by stretching forth your hands to heal. And the signs and wonders will be made done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And the place was shaken. And amen. And they spoke with boldness. They were filled with the Holy Ghost again. And they spake with boldness. So the Holy Spirit is a fresh infilling. And the Bible says in Ephesians 4, and be being filled. Let it be a continual thing. Don't just get filled once, amen, or speak in tongues once and that's it. No, and be being filled with the Holy Spirit. He will give you boldness. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. When you have the Holy Ghost, when you pray, things will happen. I'm going to say that again. When you pray, things will happen. Acts chapter 4 again. The Bible says the place was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Listen, they prayed and the Holy Ghost fell. When you pray, things happen. And all things whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive it. Last one, just some points to remember. When you have the Holy Ghost, lack goes out the window. And I say that again, when you have the Holy Ghost, amen, and you're a community of believers, lack goes out of the window. The Bible says they all came together, amen, and they looked after one another. None thought that nothing was his own, amen, but they dispersed to every man as they had need. Amen. When you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to give. When you have the Holy Ghost, amen, you're going to look after your brother, look after your sister. If you know it's in your power to help others, you're going to do it. When you have the Holy Spirit of God, light goes out the window. Why? Because he said, I will provide all your needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So be encouraged, amen. The church was birthed with power. And God is, listen, I believe there's an end time harvest that God still wants to fulfill, amen. Jesus is coming again soon, and we need the Holy Spirit, amen. We need, amen, worldwide evangelism. We need souls saved, amen. So lift up your voice like a trumpet, amen, and speak what God tells you to speak. Don't be shy, don't be afraid. God will give you the grace to do what you could not do in your own strength, but we cannot do it without the comfort, and we cannot do it without the blessed Holy Spirit. And I truly believe he's going to empower so many people to do what they could not even believe or imagine they can do. Because the Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. God is about to use you for his glory. So be encouraged. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. And Jesus said, you shall be filled in the name of Jesus. If you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, just on a brief, a short word of prayer, amen. Just a short word of prayer. Just to encourage you, amen, that God has more for you. God has more for you in the name of Jesus. Father, I just want to thank you for the listener. I just want to thank you for that man, that woman, that young man, young woman that are listening to this podcast. Where some of them may have said, like in the book of Acts, we haven't even heard that there be any Holy Ghost. The Bible says John truly baptized unto repentance. But Jesus said, I baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. For those that believe in Jesus and accept him as their Savior, God, as they lift up their hands right now in worship and adoration, God, I thank you for a fresh fire, a fresh blanket, a fresh fire of your spirit coming upon the believer right now, Father God. Makaraba Santa, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. God, I give you thanks and give you praise. You said out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. So touch them right now, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. God, blanket them with your love. Fill them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and use them for your glory. I thank you for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit right now where they are, in their bedroom, in their car, in the kitchen, wherever they are, Lord God. God, wherever they're sitting, wherever they're standing, fill them with the Holy Spirit. And I thank you and I praise you that their life will never be the same again. You said, Father God, it's expedient for you that I go away. Because if I go not away, the comfort will not come. But if I go away, I will send them unto you. You've gone away and you've given us the Holy Spirit. So as your people receive by faith right now, I thank you for a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit. And I decree and I declare that your people's lives will never be the same again. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Have a desire for more of God, because he has more for you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.